My name is Paula Soper. I'm with NORC at the University of Chicago, and I'm moderating today. Our first speaker up is Roland Gamache, followed by Harold Lehman and Claudia Brogan. I'll introduce them each before their presentations, and then we're going to hold questions for the end. Roland Gamache is an assistant research professor with the School of Medicine at Indiana University and a research investigator with the Regenstrief Institute. Previously, he was the director of the State Health Data Center at the Indiana State Department of Health. His work is focused on the development of public health methods and analysis from clinical health data streams. He completed his undergraduate work at the University of Lowell, Mass. He received a PhD in chemistry from Purdue University in 1984 and an MBA from Indiana University in 1991.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This has been a topic that's been dear to my heart for a long time. Just talking about informatics, the certification process itself, what were the things that an informatician in public health needed to know in order to do the job right? The first meeting that was supposed to be set for this was actually September 11th, 2001, in Athens, Georgia. Needless to say, it was kind of delayed for 10 years in the process, but everyone on that team was on their way to Atlanta and was diverted. It's taken a long time to get back there, but the momentum never really stopped. It just slowed down a little bit because people were busy doing other things. So I'm glad now that we finally have some good working tools in order to move forward with this development of this curriculum. And so what I'd like to talk about is just I get to go first, so I get to do a lot of the introduction about what's going on with the certificate program as well, and then everyone has to try not to duplicate me later on. So, but I want to talk a little bit about the competencies that we're talking about, and I think there's a theme. We generally try to work together to develop some type of competencies that were and this wasn't planned. It's just kind of how public health works. You know, everyone starts talking to one another, and we decide that there's some things that an informatician should know, and the main themes I think you'll see throughout all three programs. I'll talk a little about the courses at IU that we offer at Indiana University. What I'd really like from the crowd today is talk a lot about recruitment and workforce. Those are really, I think, some serious issues, and how these programs relate to the future of public health and the future of public health informatics. So if you can keep those types of questions in mind as we move forward, I think that's what, as we had our discussions before this conference, that's really what a lot of the programs would like to hear about a lot more as well. Anyway, I appreciate your feedback on that end. And then I just kind of summarize at the end. So I tried to decide a picture of what public health was, and I couldn't put this in scale because I tried to get a picture of the sun, and the moon and the earth were there, but you could barely see them. There were just two little specks on the slide. So I had to, you know, settle for something a little bit different. When we think about the scope of what public health is, it's public health work. And if we put the larger definition in, it's also clinical health. It's community development. It's sidewalks. It's exercise program. It's trails. When you think of all the areas that public health hit, it's just a vast area. So one of the things I wrestled with when trying to put these programs together and thinking about it a long time is, how do we teach public health informatics in such a vast area? We really can't teach everything to the student. So what I have here is, you know, we have the master's in public health covering a certain area of it. We have public health informatics that covers some parts of it as well. What we're trying to do in the certificate program then is just give students enough information to get started on a lifelong journey of learning. Same thing with the Masters of Public Health program. Public health is constantly evolving. You need to keep up with it. You need to learn more as you move forward. There's all sorts of different areas across with this. Business, you know, project management, strategic planning, the whole bit. There's a whole ton of different fields that come into public health at different times. So the goal here is just to get enough competency in enough area to become expert enough in order to move forward and continue the learning process. So that's kind of my philosophy of the course development as we move forward anyway. So the courses that we're talking about are from a grant, ERA funding from ONC. So I have to distinguish here. The certificate programs can be separate from the ORA program, but I'm going to talk more specifically about these programs from ONC. just because that's where the tuition reimbursement is right now. So not all the requirements are needed to take the classes, but to get tuition and reimbursement, you need to have certain requirements in. So anyway, IU offers five of these. The public health informatics, of course, is one. They offer some in software engineering, privacy and security, health information management exchange, HIE specialists, and clinical informatics. And I think several of the other programs you'll see will offer a group as well of these certificates. So, and they're designed to be one or at the some one of them I think is a 2-year program, but most of these are to be completed within 1 year because they're trying to get people who are not in the workforce right now or not doing this type of work into the informatics workforce in a year. So that's the goal of the legislation, and that's the goal of the project of the tuition reimbursement for these courses. So here is a list then of some of the competencies we'll be talking about. Supports strategic direction for public health informatics. You'll notice when I go down these slides, there's very little public health here. We expect people to know public health. They're supposed to be public health leaders. So to focus on an informatics session, I'm assuming people already have the basics in public health and that leadership and had some experience in public health as well. So we don't focus as much on that, but those are the things people bring to the class and are part of the discussion that we talk about. So there's an expectation that you already have a good basic understanding of public health before you start. So strategic direction, strategic planning is a huge topic. You could spend a long time just discussing that. You have a whole course on it as well. We talked about it in the foundations class, one of the first classes just covering the basics of public health informatics. And then participates in the development of decision support tools. Again, this can be an area where people decide to spend a little extra time. This is a decision support class. There's also at the end of this section a practicum, which is about 140 hours of work. It's usually some type of research project, and it can be community-based or more information-based with an agency. But we try to use real public health data or data that public health would get, so people are used to going out and finding out the types of questions they have to ask and how to develop these community partnerships. So the big part of getting the data in public health informatics, of course, is this interaction and developing these relationships. The technology part is usually a lot easier to do. Uses informatics standards, of course, there's a class on that, ensures that information and data needs of the program are met, and supports information system development and meets public health. So we have courses that go through each one of those, and you can kind of focus on each one of them a little bit more. Classes on project management, IT operations. We talked a little bit about that, but the, kind of in the development of this and how things have progressed, IT, it's kind of like epidemiology and statistics. You need to know statistics as an epidemiologist, but you're not necessarily a statistician. I look at informatics the same way. You need to know enough IT in order to discuss your topic, but you're not an IT specialist. And I think as the technology has evolved, I think we expected these informaticians to know technology a lot more. I don't think it's reasonable to think that someone can keep up with the field of technology now to this type of level and maintain that expertise, unless you're really involved with it day to day. So we talk about it quite a bit. We immerse people in the technology we have and use it, but it's not necessarily a focus of doing coding or trying to develop database design. You can do that if you want to, but it's not a requirement of the program. And then communicates with cross-disciplinary teams. This is part of the practicum and getting that data I talked about a little bit earlier. And I think this is a huge part of the program. We spend an awful lot of time doing oral communication skills and presentations as well because this is such a big part of what public health does that you need to have those skills, those communication skills in order to get the partnerships developed. And then evaluate information systems, again, briefly in informatics, but evaluation is a big component of, or it can be just a whole course in itself and a specialty. So again, we just touch on it briefly. And then public health research, of course, is in the practicum class. And then development of interoperable public health systems is, again, one of the keys components, and we have the standards and technology. Supports the use of informatics to integrate clinical health and environmental risk and population health. Again, this is a big part of what we try to do, so we spend an awful lot of time with this. We're talking about where the data comes from, what the data streams are, where's the point of information where you can actually take where the data is coming in and get it into an electronic system or some type of system to record it, what that original intent was for, and whether you can use it as a different purpose for public health or population health measures. So not all data that we collect, even though it seems like it should come together and be good for population health measures, it's not always collected that way, and it doesn't always translate that well into a population health aggregate measurement unless you do something to it and understand what you're looking at. So we spend an awful lot of time talking about these different types of data sources. And then solutions that ensure confidentiality, security, and integrity. Again, a big part of what public health does and clinical health as well. Conduct education and training in public health informatics. Again, not a big focus here, but we do spend a lot of time on oral presentations where I think some of this training takes place also, or some of the skills that you need for the training. So you can see there's an awful lot of areas. And Claudia later on will digest these different points into 10 modules, which is a kind of what I based a lot of the work or the program development that I had on there as well. And then assessment. I'm not really going to read this. I just kind of had in the slide deck for people to grab later on. But this is some of the terms that we're going to use for the assessment of the program. We just completed year one. It's our first certificate program class. One of the big ones are the assessment findings and the aggregate assessment findings beforehand. So we kind of do a pre-survey and a post-survey and a lot of input from the students about whether or not the course met their expectations at this point in time. We're now starting to track job placement as well, so to see where people go and whether this is fulfilling the needs of not only the students but also of the consumers or the people who supply jobs for this group. Are we really getting the information that they need or the knowledge that they need to the students so they can do the jobs correctly? So eligibility is one that I touched on briefly. You need a public health background to qualify for the program, and you need leadership skills. This is for the tuition reimbursement piece. You can't have any formal training or any formal public health informatics work or experience because they're trying to get new people into the informatics field, not existing people. So that's one of the things that we stumbled upon quite a bit as we move forward. And you must be able to complete the certificate program in 1 year. I said pre- and post-surveys, alumni follow-up. We had instructor focus groups also as we move forward, and then individual course evaluation. So we're starting to go through all that material at this time as people just finished up their first year. Recruitment, this is one of the big issues. We expected 1 to 3 public health leaders per year, and our first student just completed the program. Our second student is only starting this term, so we've had a lot of people interested, but very few have been able to sign up. And this concerns me with, I just looked at, there was this report, I think it was in the Times, I can't remember exactly where, we've lost 1,200 public health employees in the last 2 years. So I'm trying to think how we're going to replace that as we move forward and what that group is going to look like and how we're going to get people into this field when the job market for public health, anyway, looks so devastating. In fact, this was listed as one of the worst 10 jobs was public health in the government sector. I know there's lots of opportunities out there, but they're not in government right now. There's a lot of people hiring our students, but they're not hiring it in the government sector at this point in time for obvious reasons, but that's one of them. And this was our graduation ceremony. This is actually kind of their final presentation, so the group of students that were here, and we mixed with the clinical informatics group. So this is clinical informatics and public health. So it was a good mix of different presentations at the end. And this is our first certificate graduate in public health. So again, the three areas that I really like to look at are recruitment concerns. One of those is the public health laboratory, and I don't know if other programs have seen this or not, but you have people who have been in public health in the lab for a long time, but they're not a public health major. They're a biology major or a chemistry major, but they've been doing public health for years, so they don't look like they are a public health trained individual, even though they might have been doing public health in the lab for a long time. So it's one of the areas that I keep on bringing up to harp on about how public health isn't just public health people. We have all sorts of different individuals that need to come together for public health as well. And one of the big areas for informatics, I think, is in the lab, and I see a lot of concerns there. And again, the workforce issues not only looking at right now, but in the future, because we, Seth Foldy said that in the beginning, we have an aging public health workforce, and we have a reduced workforce, and how are we going to maintain that and sustain it in the future, I think, is a big concern. Yeah, I think that's it.